I'm just happy to see that everyone now understands that the Dark Universe is the best universe, and it has been the best universe. And all you people that are jumping on the bandwagon now, I have been down with the Dark Universe since before you even knew Epic Universe was a thing. But still, you're welcome. Come on.
I mean,
be on the good team.
It was the first rumor video I made for the park.
It was.
Like a year before the park was announced.
It's still the best land.
Hello and welcome to the Park Stop Podcast, episode 65. My name is Alicia Stella. With me, as always, is my co-host Ian.
Hey, kids.
And today we are talking about Monsters. The Dark Universe at Universal Epic Monsters. Universe.
Sorry.
The new part of Universal Orlando Resort opening in 2025.
I'm not excited at all. Not even a little bit. I need some beer.
We got an official reveal with details and confirmations of all the names of things. And it was glorious. It was actually quite wonderful.
The reaction was amazing. I was very happy that everyone got excited. Well, just about everybody.
This is the fourth reveal so far? Mm-hmm. Like, Celestial Park was like shocking. Like, it was shocking. Like, we've been talking about this stuff for so long with one piece of concept art, and all of a sudden there's all this new art. It was like, I'm still recovering. And then
so good.
What was next? Dragons?
Dragons was next.
Looked really pretty.
It does. It looks awesome.
It looked very pretty. And then Nintendo, and it's all like, yeah, we've been there, done that.
But at the same time, it was like,
I'm excited to go here, but this video is not really giving me any new information. And then this reveal, this was the first time it's doing the fly through thing that I actually went, oh, I'm actually going to really like walking through this land. Like, this is the first time I thought I want to walk down that street. It's like Hogsmeade, but like, I'm more excited for this because it's dark. It's monstery. The brick buildings and stuff, like the crumbling stone facades.
Yeah.
Now that the bio's pictures like show that the dining one is getting really done. It's not just black paint. Like, they're putting all the detail on it.
It looks amazing.
It looks so good.
I'm just saying, this has been my go-to since the start. And I'm happy to see that it's coming together the way that it should.
Just the little glimpses inside of Frankenstein Manor.
Awesome. So good.
Like, I want to be in that line. I'm prepared to wait 5 hours in that queue. I'm prepared.
So I mean, it's basically Frankenstein's land with a splash of Wolfman. So
the splash. Just at the corner of the land. Just splash.
At the corner. Yeah. We need a
Gillman.
Speaking
of splash, maybe we'll get a Creature from the Black Lagoon ride, and then we'll have a real splash.
Yes, please.
We need the Gillman. All right. Before we get into this land proper. I have breaking news.
But okay.
It is about Monsters Land. Don't worry.
Okay. I was going to cry a little bit. Okay. What do you got?
Danny Elfman has confirmed on his Instagram that he is, in fact, doing the music for Dark Universe.
Yeah, that's just as good. That's pretty cool.
And it's funny because in my last video, I ended by saying, hopefully, Danny Elfman could be confirmed soon.
Yep, you did. But, like, honestly, could they have picked a better composer for this land?
Yeah, it almost seems like
an
obvious choice, but maybe an expensive choice.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably some other composers they could have got that would have done a great job. But Danny Elfman's, like, quirkiness and darkness is kind of perfect, especially for more like a family kind of vibe, if you're going for that, even though it looks like it's going to terrify some kids.
And it makes me wonder if that's him in the fly-through video that they released, because it's definitely his style.
It's got to be, because it sounds like him. So, like, that creepy but kind of whimsical kind of creepy styling to it.
It almost felt like a temp track because of how hollow it sounded. Like, it doesn't have the full orchestra behind it. But then rewatching it, I'm like, maybe that's the good thing about it. It's like, it's not bombastic. It's trying to be more subtle because this land isn't, you know, this land is more subtle.
Could be a broken down version. If it's not him, someone did a pretty good job of doing like a copycat version of an Elfman song. Well,
regardless of whether or not that's him in the fly through video, at least now we know the land will be officially done by him.
And it'd be kind of fun if he sneaks in like it's a dead man's party or something. That'd be great.
And now we just have to figure out who did Celestial Park. Because, like, the other lands, we know Nintendo and Dragons and Potter is going to pull from the existing media. But, yeah, no, I'm holding out hope for John Williams.
It should be. And, it should be.
If we keep saying it on the podcast, eventually it will come true, right? That's how this works.
I mean, yeah.
So anyway, Danny Elfman confirmed. We can all move on with our lives. It's real.
So good. All right, talk. What are we doing? What are we doing first? Where are we going?
I just copied down some copy from the official website to read. I hadn't actually seen this before. It's written on the main page for Dark Universe. I thought it was interesting. Let me get into announcer mode here. Hold on. Experience monstrous thrills and horror as you dare to step into the fog-shrouded depths of Dark Universe. Encounter the unique residents of Darkmoor Village as you stroll the crumbling streets in a foreboding world of unearthly legends and monstrous experiments. A shadowy realm where myth and reality meet. I just liked it because it said fog.
Home. Home. That means home. That's where home is. That's where I live.
Have
now.
You noticed in recent bio reconstruct aerial photos, there appears to be projectors hiding in the backs of the entry into the land?
I did see that, but
pointing directly at the dining facade. So that rolling fog projection at night might actually be real.
So good. So good. I want it to be real. I want a rolling fog too. I want to walk through a foggy place all the time.
Or in the fly-through videos, you notice the red rolling mist coming out of the well from underneath the catacombs. I wonder if that's projected in multiple layers. So like from the inside and the outside. Someone was asking, what is this red stuff coming out of the well? And I'm like, well, clearly that's the vampire realm leaking into the real world. Because
it's blood.
There's that shot from, there's that shot from inside, supposedly inside the steakhouse.
Yeah.
And it looks like there's a hole in the wall revealing hell. Like, it's just,
yes.
The vampires live in this red realm beneath the catacombs. And I guess that's leaking out of the well.
I don't know.
Before we started recording, you were saying this land is a lot of Frankenstein, but I guess the right side of the village street is kind of vampires.
It's kind of vampire-ish, but it's like Frankenstein with a splash of Drac and a little splash of Wolfman.
Yeah.
Because almost all the store, like the storefronts and one of those food things is all Frankenstein. The ride is Frankenstein with the other monsters incorporated. So then you get Wolfman and then the Drac thing.
But Doss Steakhouse is vampires. Yep, and
Drac.
Yeah. And even Pretorius is more, I'm going to think Bride. I'm going to go with Bride.
It's Bride, but it's still Frankenstein related more so than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Where's Abbott and Costello?
I don't know. That would be so good if they did that once in a while.
They need to have those
movies were so fun.
Like when Morimoto was walking around Super Nintendo World as a Nintendo Direct, they need to do a Universal behind the scenes like 2 weeks before the park opens with Abbott and Costello meet the monsters in Dark Universe.
It'd be so fun. Those movies are great too. They made Universal some decent money.
Back into announcer realm. Uh-oh. The journey to Dark Universe begins the moment guests enter its electrifying portal, which harnesses the dark energy of Darkmoor. As guests step foot inside, that same energy will pulsate throughout the entire village and connect at the top of Frankenstein Manor, the towering focal point of Dark Universe.
Yeah, we're gonna die by electrocution.
This was a little bit of a surprise. When I went to the preview center and I saw the wires at the top of the manor, I was like, "Ooh, that better light up. That better be real."
Mm-hmm.
And it is. But it's also the end point of this electricity coming from the portal. And even the Pretorius sign is like illuminated.
Yep.
And then the inside of the queue for the manor had all these wires leading to it. So like, that's a pretty cool motif.
It's awesome. Oh, I'm so excited. Can we go in the land now? We don't have to wait, right?
There is a fast fact at the bottom of the official website that says over 6,500 different lighting elements bring to life the rich stories of Darkmoor's history. Many fixtures were custom designed and fabricated to tell the Darkmoor stories of the vampires and scientists.
Cool. Where are we going first?
Monsters Unchained, the Frankenstein experiment.
I want to go for real.
We're just gonna talk about the ride first because it's the bulk of the coolness.
Is it? It's all cool. It's all monsters. Anyway, go ahead.
But there's most to talk about for the ride.
Gilman looks awesome, by the way.
Yeah, I was just gonna ask you first impressions. We've been talking about this for 6 years, 5 years, 4 years. I don't know. Four and a half years.
I don't know, but okay. My impressions.
Yeah, like now seeing this presentation with some CG clips, a little bit of real footage. What was your first impressions on the ride?
Okay, first of all, forget the ride. Can we talk about the Wolfman animatronic in general? Because that is just ridiculous. It's so fluid, and some people weren't sure it was CGI or not because it's so fluid. And people had to be like, this is definitely not CGI. It's so good looking. And I can't even see the whole thing of it, just backlit.
Yeah, if someone overexposed the image and it looks like there's a black, like, blackout for the face.
Yeah.
And now we're questioning whether they're like literally shrouded the face with a black mask so you can't make it out, mm-hmm. or it's a projection face and it's just turned off. It's like probably, a frozen.
I mean, they're kind of going for the projection faces thing, right? So it makes sense if they do it there, too.
You can't projection face a snouted monster. It needs to open and close its actual mouth.
Unless it
mouth.
Has a snout that they project onto.
Yeah, but like, what's the
I
point?
I hope they don't for what's that one. I really hope they don't. But
you
it
can't
just
project
seems like
fur.
Kind of, I mean, that already has fur on it because you can see it in the backlighting. So
yeah, I think it's just shadowy.
It's got to be shadowy. I hope. I actually hope it is, but I don't know. The Gilman looks great. He looks creepier than ever. I like it.
Yeah. Gilman's never looked scary to me before. This is the first time in art anyway that I'm looking at it going, oh no, he's actually terrifying.
Yeah.
Now.
He looks scary.
He's a little chonkier, but he looks
Bring
scary.
It kind of makes him a little cute too. Frankenstein's monster looks pretty cool.
Yeah. Dr. Victoria Frankenstein's monster specifically.
Yes.
This is her own.
She looks pretty cool too. They did a good job on that.
Yeah.
The Drac thing is a little funny. He looks like a goth emo kid to me. It's
with
kinda
the cape.
Weird.
I'm telling you, when he's in motion and has a cape, he looks fine. But when he's just standing there in that promo video from January, yes. He's just an emo kid.
Yes. It's so weird. I mean, I'm fine with it. I'm sure it's going to fit. It's just not the way I would have pictured Drac, you know, like ever. Not
I just
once
imagine
in my
him
life.
Like hanging out with his friends and be like, Dad, you just don't understand. And then he puts on like the Cure or something. I don't know. Like, there's something about it when he's got the cape that I'm like, oh no, that works.
It's better, but it's still, I don't know. It's fine. Wolfman's
well,
my
modern.
Favorite,
it
and
takes,
he seems to be fine.
It
so
takes
I'm happy.
Place in modern day.
Who dresses like that?
Dracula?
Apparently.
He's dude, been sleeping.
He's like, I got this cool ass look. It's it's
he
like he's been asleep
Topic.
For hundreds of years and he shows up at Hot Topic. Yeah, exactly. And he's like, he's like, what kind of suits do you have?
I Thank need you. To blend in with the normal people of today. I cannot wear this clothing from hundreds of years ago. Ooh, it's the like mall. And he goes into the first store on the left. It's Hot Topic. And he's like, what are the kids wearing these
oh
days?
Oh, my gosh. It's literally Dr. Evil in Dracula form, but it's a goth emo kid. Oh, man. I mean, he's fine. It's fine. I'm sure it'll fit with the ride. It's not something I would have chosen to make him look like, but.
Well, it goes to the point that this is an original land inspired by the Universal Classic yeah. Monsters, and that there are thousands of Easter eggs to be found, and there are character names and ideas. Like, this is the guy who, like, turns into bats and sucks blood, but he's our version of it that's modern and for this land. He's he's not the one from the movie.
Just because they couldn't get the likeness for one, so they just updated all of them. That's all it
I'm
is.
Sure they could have got the likenesses, but it would have
been
expensive. I don't
know. It would have been very expensive. I don't know if they really wanted to.
But again, like, this is a modern take on it. Literally takes place in present day. So, like, the monsters are all dead. Although that never stopped them from making sequels before.
I was going to say, the monsters don't die. Anyway.
Well, they'd be very old.
Yeah, pretty much. I just want to say, just improving once again, Wolfman's the best. That's the first animatronic we saw. So, you know, I'm just saying.
That's true.
I'm not biased at all. Who's your favorite looking out of all of them?
Creature did, like, Gilman does look really cool.
He does.
We can't get a very good look. Mummy is in that key art. He's in the top left.
Yeah, he
and
looks
I'm
fine.
Having trouble, like, making out everything. So, but I don't really care about the mummy anyway.
He looks fine.
I don't care about, you know who is my favorite? The Hunchback, which isn't pictured. Photo not found. I don't care about the Phantom, but his organ that spews fire 3 feet in the air sounds pretty cool.
I can't make jokes right now.
14 different flame effects or whatever.
That's going to be awesome.
That's timed to the music.
Well, it wouldn't be universal without fire, so, you know.
I don't want to admit it, but I like Dracula. After all the stuff we just said, I think it's the most interesting. Like, he's the baddie of the ride. He's going to chase us. He's going to, like, we're going to see, like...
He looks like I'm going to insult him and he's going to cry in a corner, though.
Everyone else gets... Well, it's like the Kylo Ren SNL skit where, like, he's emo and he seems unstable, but he's also got a dangerous weapon, so... Like everyone else gets a cameo on this ride, but Frankenstein's monster, let me be specific. Frankenstein's monster and Dracula are the key, like they're the main characters here.
Well, and, actually, it's Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah,
well, and Dracula. How does that voice do? I can't do that voice.
No, that was good. That was perfect. So I talked about the rumor that when the bats fly through our ride vehicle, we feel the flapping
That's
of the wings.
So cool. And breathing on our neck, right?
Right. The breathing on your neck. It's gotta be him about to bite our neck, right?
Yeah. It's gonna be very
sensual
for some people.
And then we get away at the last second.
Did I just say that out loud? Sorry.
What'd you say?
It's
no.
It's gonna be very sensual for some people.
No. That's what that original movie is.
Like, I know.
He's just straight up seducing women in the
Look, the original movies. Blood. The original monster movies have some issues, okay?
It's the OG Pepe Le Pew. So let's let's talk about the animatronics.
Yes.
I think this is unconfirmed, but I think they were talking about Dark Universe after the announcement, and team members said they heard there are 15 animatronics on Monsters Unchained.
That's it? Okay.
That's it?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
they literally said it's the most advanced animated figures ever built in the video.
If they all move like Wolfman, then I believe it.
I don't know if it's all of them, but going by notices of commencements and rumors, Roush Industries, that's R-O-U-S-H, is supposedly doing the animatronics, or at least the projection animatronics. I don't know if they're doing all of the animatronics, because they're also listed for the Ministry of Magic ride, which is definitely using projection animatronics. And this is not like we've talked about before. This is not like the Frozen Disney ones where only the faces illuminate from the inside. This is ones where the entire figures are projection mapped from multiple projectors from the front and sides.
Thankfully.
From far away. Thankfully. So like it's tracking the motion and projecting the whole thing. So why is it doing that? More dynamic movement. And also so you can use real actors. So that's for Harry Potter especially. You can map on Umbridge, the actress, whatever her name is, onto the animatronic and not have it be, you know, just an animatronic like Ellen on Ellen's Energy Adventure and doesn't look anything like her.
Oh, jeez.
But also
that was not a good one.
For this one, things like in the key art, Frankenstein's monster is like getting energized or something, and you have electricity pulsing through him underneath his skin or whatever. You do that with the projection map. So it looks like it's physical person there, but also he's got a lot of dynamic energy pulsing through him.
It's going to be so cool. I'm so excited to see what these figures look like.
I think they named all of them but one. Like the official press release literally says all of them and others. Others with an S?
Wait,
it says others with an S.
So who do they have listed again?
Dracula. Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah.
The Wolfman.
Yeah.
The Mummy.
Mm-hmm.
The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah.
The Brides of Dracula.
Yeah.
And others. But then we've seen, and there's a fun fact about the Phantom of the Opera. So that's one more. And then Hunchback, which is not listed. So Hunchback's the only one they left out.
It's because they just know that it's your favorite. So they're like, no.
It's the first season of Gilligan's Island all over again.
Oh, my gosh.
And the rest. And it's like, there's just one more. Just name her. It's not that hard, y'all. It's just one more.
Well, it's technically two more they didn't name, but it's just one more they didn't even give us anything on.
Seriously.
Oh, seriously.
Yeah. So I'm still a little concerned. Because, like, as cool as this video is, and as much as the land really impressed me, and as much as the ride and that seeing the footage of the Wolfman and hearing about the animatronics, them using the, like, pre-viz style animated CG to show off, like, the moment with Dracula, like, where he whips his cape around, I'm hoping that's the rumored moment where he's on a Kuka arm and he's flying, like, around us, because there is that, which is like the Dementors on Forbidden Journey. But imagine it with a projection mapped animatronic that's right in your face and about to bite you.
Potentially terrifying.
Mm-hmm. But like that is clearly CG and not for the ride, but showing us a moment in the ride. But like there's another moment where we see Dr. Victoria Frankenstein, her monster, and then it pans over to the Wolfman and it's whoosh panning in a way and pulling away in a way that feels like real screen media. It feels like the Spider-Man, like whenever they release like the Gringotts screen media as a press release. And I worry that's actually final screen media. And like, this is what it's going to look like.
I hope not.
And I'm like, I don't, yeah, I'm just a little concerned.
I'm just concerned because they have the habit of using, what's the company that did like Fast and Furious and stuff? It looks like a video game.
Have that little bit of feel. It looks really good. I think the problem is that it's the uncanny valley when it gets so close to real that it actually looks less real. And we're at that point where the snap motion of a non-real thing.
Yeah, well, all I know is the thing in Fast and Furious is it looks so close to real, but it's also very rubbery.
Oh, no, I was talking about the footage on Unchained.
I know, but
Fast and Furious doesn't look real at all.
I don't want that at all.
Fast and Furious, the environments look pretty real. The lighting and the
motion
of the people look so fake. So when you motion, when you take real life and motion it in unrealistic ways, that's uncanny valley, yes.
Yeah, the things that don't move in Fast and Furious look good. The things that move look horrible. That's basically what it comes down to.
So anyway, this ride, though, doesn't have the big screen carousels like Forbidden Journey does, which takes up a huge chunk of that building. Instead, it has very big LED screens, which we've seen in permits and has been rumored. And that would be a way to finally have animatronics in the foreground and screen media in the background to try to create a bigger space or have like the full moon in the background or... And there's definitely like set pieces in the foreground too. So like we're moving through real sets. The backgrounds go on forever because of the screen media. But then there's rumors and there's even a patent for animatronic figures being obscured, going behind a foreground element and turning into screen media.
Oh, that's cool.
Which I think they kind of did on the Jurassic World Adventure where like you go behind a wall and then you see the Indominus go from screen media to like a real head popping down and dying.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a couple moments on this ride, I think, where we're going to see, and it's going to be like a, whoa, what is real and what is not real? And because they have projections on the animatronics and then the actual screen media on the LED, you're going to be confused on what's real and what's not. And it could be amazing if they pull it off.
It's going to be Drax running into bats.
Probably. That would be a really cool effect if it's an animatronic and then goes behind a column and turns into bats and that's screen media and it would be so smooth. Yeah, that's a good moment to do it. I like that idea.
It would be bats. I think it's going to be bats. Maybe a werewolf transformation.
I'm not expecting Wolfman to get much play here.
I know, but I'm saying like that could be a way to use it. I'm just trying to think of things that the monsters do that they could use it for, like to use a transition like that for.
Yeah, I think we talked about that when we were trying to guess what this ride might be back in 2019.
Probably.
And we were like, and then he turns into bats and he flies at you. We're like,
I mean, he might actually, if we're going to get bat wings in our face or neck or body or whatever. So
I think our concept was kind of similar to what we might get here, where like it's an introduction to each of the monsters and then they escape, where like each gets their own little scene with their own little vignette and like their own little, and knowing that the Phantom has like his organ and he's playing it in fire, and then he turned and there's Hunchback and he's got a bell and he's ringing it, and then you turn and it's like this is like a fun little best of ride. But then when it gets to Dracula and he's in that big ring and Victoria's like, see, I got him trapped, now let's try to tame him, and then he like totally escapes and turns into bats. Like we called it, but
we're
like
done.
That,
yeah, we're done
then
here.
Again, I mean, that's obvious, you gotta
talking about this for how long though? I mean, I just want to see this.
But does he actually turn into bats, or does he just always have bats flying around him? Because in all the art, it's him and bats.
He turns into bats.
No, but in the actual footage, watch it, he's like got bats just around him. Yeah, all I know, the
but
time
he but that's one of his powers. It turns into a bat.
It's one of his powers in the movies, but in Dark War they could do whatever they want.
Look, what we do in the shadows, they turn into bats. Okay, it's just a thing.
He turned into a bat in Bram Stoker's Dracula. He turns into like 1,000 bats, so like, you
but
know,
he could turn into a bat and then have a swarm of bats come at you because he's gonna have buddies.
He just has his bat buddies with him.
He's got his bat buddies. Of course
he's got
he
his
does.
Bat buddies. Okay,
I mean, there's somewhere that he turns into like a swarm, but I mean, he turns into a bat. It could be a swarm, it could be a singular. I don't know.
You think we'll have real Tesla coils in here, or is this all gonna be simulated?
I really want that to happen, but it's probably going to be, the lawyers are probably going to say no to that, right?
Do you think they'll have haptics on the ride vehicles that simulate like the electricity, like a more realistic version of what they do on Spider-Man, where it feels like buzzing, but it's not real electricity? Or do you think they'll just put actual electrical current through us?
Oh, don't make it too fun. It's probably just going to be some kind of like haptic thing, like probably some kind of vibration or something in certain parts, maybe just the harness or something. Maybe the harness will light up and also vibrate.
They showed 3D model of like the queue areas, but then I think they showed real footage of those two statues in the staircase room.
Yeah,
that looked real to me. So those two shots and the werewolf are the only real things we've seen for this ride so far.
So good. It doesn't even matter how it's so good. Everything looks so fun. So excited.
What they didn't mention is that there is rumors and space in the building for a pre-show.
Oh, no.
So that's something that we still have to look forward to that explains, because they kind of explained it, but the idea that Dr. Victoria Frankenstein has captured all of the monsters and she is here now to tame them, and she's already tamed some of them and she's working on Dracula, which I love that the people in these rides always invite guests when they're about to do the biggest thing.
Of course, they like show off.
Like, here, welcome to our open house. Like, it should have been like open house. We did the Hunchback and now we're doing the Phantom. Welcome to our open house. But no, we're doing the most dangerous monster that's ever lived.
What's
for
the
thousands
last one?
Of years.
It's the last one. What could possibly go wrong? It's
fine. Right. So we're gonna tame Dracula with a live audience. And I'm going to strap you into this weird catacombs exploration machine that we happen to have in the basement. Why not?
I hope it's a short pre-show. I'm kind of tired of the pre-shows to more cues kind of thing.
But what if it's like, a good pre-show?
It's still, if you see it like five times, people are going to stop watching it no matter how good it is.
I don't know. I think if the Guardians of the Galaxy had a Rocket Raccoon animatronic, no one would turn toward the door.
Well, I don't know.
He's so cute and furry, though.
You can always turn around and look at him. I'm just saying.
His hands don't scan.
No. Poor guy.
What this attraction has double-sided lockers according to the permits,
of course, because they learned their lesson.
I think it's gonna be like Forbidden Journey. It's not going to be required, but any loose articles must be placed in a locker. And it's nice that we can take really good pictures with our big cameras throughout the 3-hour queue and then put our big cameras in the locker.
Oh, how do you feel about the spikes being removed and turned into electrical looking studs like Frankenstein?
It's important for safety for tourists that there not be spikes on the ride vehicles.
I have Darwinism. I'm fine with that. If you get spiked on that thing.
Oh, my God. No, I am excited.
I was going to say, I actually think it fits the theme a little better, though, as much as I like the spikes better. But
well, they
I think
still look like coffin seats a little bit.
Yeah, they do. And they got bolts like Frankenstein's neck. Yeah. And it is Frankenstein. I mean, it fits the theme a little bit better, but I like the spikes.
It's
visually look better.
Right. It's just very important that it not be steampunk. That was the mandate for creative. No steampunk.
Very important not to get stabby on
bolts.
The tourists.
You can have bolts, but you can't have gears and apparently not spikes. I mean, we didn't really talk about it, but these are Kuka arms, exactly like Forbidden Journey, except without the hood on top.
Yep. And
it's been confirmed now.
Connected in a different way, right?
Maybe. It's hard to tell from all the like photos and stuff, but connected at the bottom instead of the back, which changes the range of motion.
Which is awesome.
It changes the way it's going to feel if it's connected at the bottom. So, yeah, very interesting to see.
I hope it's that way because it'd be cool to have it slightly different. So, different feels.
Given the patents for the load platform, it still feels like a modern Haunted Mansion Omnimover to me. Like a Omnimover, you're connecting at the bottom and you can look at any direction, including the ceiling.
You can like, actually tip backwards.
Right. You know, you can tilt this thing forever. It's not just a wobbly left or right motion that you get on. It tilts in Mansion only because you're going down physically.
Of course. Of course. I kind of want to see how they do the ADA loading thing, the arm sliding out and stuff. I want to watch that.
Oh, yeah. Because it's on a round turntable now. So it's different. Yeah,
I want to see that happen.
I think it just keeps going.
It does. Yeah, but I want to see the thing slide out and see the thing keep going and go. I just want to see the technology.
Like, it'd be kind of cool. Excuse me, team members. I've already ridden the ride before. Today I'd just like to go in a circle.
I just want to see this thing happen. Can I stand somewhere to watch the thing slide out and slide back in?
I just want to keep going around the load platform. Please, thank you. Keep going infinity.
I do want to see that though. It's really cool that they did that.
I mean, I guess if you pretend, do not do this, but if you pretend and it's taking you a long time to get up, they'll send you back around the circle again instead of stopping the whole ride.
Or better yet, they'll slot you out and you can see it firsthand.
So single rider is also in the queue in the permits.
Yep.
And I noticed that there was a single rider sign in the Curse of the Werewolf footage.
Mm-hmm.
That's my segue. Curse of the Werewolf.
Yay, segues.
Takes place deep in the woods at the edge of Darkmoor. Let's just talk about Maleva and the guild of mystics.
Yeah, they ran right away from Romani, huh? They just were like, nope.
Yeah, yeah. And there's some complaints. I've seen complaints on the video, and it's like, well, these were real. This is a real people.
I know.
Like, so I get it. Like, when you have real people who believe in make-believe werewolf stuff, you run into a little issue.
Werewolves are not make-believe, thank you very much.
Dare I bring it up, but is this like Universal's version of turning Mama Odie into a Bayou fairy godmother?
Probably.
Instead of a voodoo priestess?
Probably. They're just like the people, they probably want to run so far away from the G word that they're just like doing their own thing.
Right. Which is good. I'm fine with that.
I like that too. But I mean, it's blatantly Romani. You know what I mean? Like, but it's also
their own
guild. It's also a little stereotypical, so I get that too, but it is blatantly Romani. So
the Guild of Mystics, mm-hmm. we don't know much about them except they're experts on werewolves, and they
apparently
and they like colorful lanterns, and they have wagons, and they've set up very colorful tents.
Mm-hmm.
And she's
not old.
She's like 23, like
she's not old and hunched over.
She's also exactly the same pose in two different pieces of concept art.
So they have one piece of concept art done.
Do you think that she is a entertainer, a human being, and not an animatronic, and that this is part of like to make the story work, they just have a walk around character?
I'm going to say hopefully. I would prefer that.
Because they say that you'll be greeted at the entry of the encampment by Maleva. Yeah. And then she's also shown on the load platform, again, in the exact same pose and the same art. and like that, it makes me wonder, like, is this just a human being who's just wandering around going, you have the mark? And that's it. That's all. That's her whole job. Just to point at all the guests and be like, you are cursed and you are cursed and you have the mark.
I mean, I hope it's a person, but looking at those animatronics, it could probably be that too. But I mean, out front, especially, I hope it's a person.
Yeah.
Because it said that there's going to be they strongly imply that there are going to be characters walking around. So
right, and I think this is like the first of those characters in my mind.
I hope it's not the first. I hope there's lots of them that are just random. No,
I mean like
that
was explained in the video. Okay. that's a character, and then there's more characters later. And I'm like, okay, it's all starting to come together. But like, I don't think this ride has animatronics at all. Even the werewolves, I don't think are animatronics. Looking at the notice of commencements and the orders, they feel. And this is my interpretation, like static figures. It seems like they've ordered two identical static figures, one over each entrance of the barn structure. It's seen whatever
it is. It'd
be
weird if you're going to see the wolf in the same pose when you go two different directions. That's weird.
Well, the lighting will be different.
I don't want Disco Wolfman.
And if you're spinning, you won't know which side you're coming in or out of, going through that swing launch, going back and forth. Because, again, if anyone's listening to this podcast and hasn't watched the video or been keeping up with us, apologies.
What is wrong with you?
Apologies. No, this is a spinning roller coaster, which Universal claims will be over 2 minutes.
That's good. That's a fun coaster.
It's a bold claim, honestly. Launch 45 seconds? Is it in a minute and a half?
I don't know. Yeah, it's not a very big track, so I don't know.
It's a very long swing launch.
I don't want Disco Wolfman.
Is there a pause?
I don't like that.
There's lots of pauses. It's two werewolves. Because they have paws instead of hands.
Yeah, uh-huh. We all got it.
Anyway,
I gotta go now.
Slower than Slinky Dog Dash, 37
yes,
miles
37.
Per hour. Yeah,
37.
Yeah,
that's probably because it spins and it's going like corners and
well,
spinning.
Well, it's a family coaster, and they even say it in the video. This is a family coaster, only 40 inch height requirement. The other one has 48 inches. This is the family ride. That's why there's bloodthirsty, red glowing eyes, giant teeth monsters trying to eat you because it's a family ride.
Really just want, even if it's just one arm to swipe at me.
I mean, the arm is out.
Yeah.
And then we move under it.
Come on. Do the Wolfman Yeti. Just one arm needs a swing.
Is it better if it starts not moving as a disco Wolfman?
No.
than spending millions of dollars on an animatronic and turning it off?
I don't. It doesn't have the force of the size of the freaking Yeti, so.
No, it is normal. Well, it's still pretty big. It looks like it's 10 still
pretty
feet.
Big, yeah.
We'll see.
I mean, also, I mean, the 37 miles an hour thing, I can understand. Can you imagine doing like 55 and spinning like that? You would get sick.
Yeah, it's called Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind.
Yeah, but you get brakes. Yeah, but even that one gives you brakes. Like, you don't spin the whole time.
This is free spinning. This is not free spinning. Yeah, this is always free spinning. I don't know. I don't, like, I'm not that excited. I'm not excited at all. I don't think this is going to be that great.
No,
I'm just going to be honest with you.
I'm actually more excited about the theming and the way it looks than the actual
ride. I'm more
ride.
Excited than for the kinetics and the environment.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, walking through it on my way to the windmill, this is a cool-looking environment. I'll let the kiddies go on the ride. I don't really care.
I'm still going to have to do it because it's Wolfman.
Oh, no, I'm going to do it.
That's my dude.
It's got a single rider. I'll probably do it all the time. Just but, like, it seems chill to me. It seems like a chill little spinny ride. I'm not expecting much from it.
Might be a nice break before I get drunk in the Burning Blade.
That's true. Do it before we go get the pretzels and beer, which we are now going to segue into.
Yes!
You were right about so much for this.
I got lucky. It was a lot of hope. It was a lot of hopeful banter.
August 1st, 2019.
Oh, my gosh.
2 hours after the announcement for Epic Universe. We're sitting here talking on the podcast, and you go, I think that's Frankenstein's windmill. And you're right.
So much dumb luck. I just saw a tower and was like, that's got to be the windmill.
I need to pull up the clip and see if either of us said anything about it burning, though. Because
I probably had to because if they light it up in the movie,
right? I think
that's
one
the
of
whole
us
iconic.
I think
thing.
We went back and forth about how I probably said something like it can't be on fire, and look, it doesn't even look like it has blades. It's probably just burnt up still 70 years later.
And my dumbass was probably like, it has to light on fire. It happens in the movie. It's iconic. Right. It's like the whole point of that part of the movie. Look, you get everything right, so when I get one or two things right, I gotta own those for all I'm worth.
Well, back then we thought it was Dracula's castle back then, but yeah, you know, but it may very well have been.
It might have been. I'm still hanging on to my stroller section. I figured out. Okay, so like,
it was a good call. You called out the strollers.
Yeah, I did. We got really lucky with that one too. No, the windmill thing purely just saw the thing standing up, and I was like, if it's monsters, it's got to be the windmill. And then it turned into a bar on top of it, and. Like I said in my post the other day, both things I pointed out turned out to be bars.
That's true. That's true. The bar, yeah.
Man.
So the you'll be able to enjoy a menu of burgers, wings, bratwurst, pretzels, and specialty beverages.
I'm never leaving.
and there's a fun fact on the website that says they'll use two different types of fuels in different amounts so that you always see the fire day or night.
That's awesome. We do have to have a discussion about the theming for this place, though.
Yeah, this is this and both the restaurants have surprising differences in the theming than what was rumored years ago. And I like it. This one has Monster Head trophies on the wall. And this is a hangout for what they're calling. What are they calling it? The Hounds.
The Hounds. Yep.
Boastful hunters from beyond Darkmoor. Who come here to what did I say? To pester patrons.
Of course.
So, like, I'm trying to enjoy a pretzel. They're like, hey, did you see what I catch? Did you see what I catch?
So I am going to be an undercover agent in there as a wolfman myself. And then we are all going to go in there and kill the hounds and then put their heads on the wall instead.
It's going to be neat. It's very Galaxy's Edge. Like the promises for Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
Where like bounty hunters are walking around, like asking you questions or whatever. Like this case, it's like the monster hunters are walking around carrying their weapons or different artifacts and pointing at the wall and be like, you see that head? I killed that one. That's mine.
I'm 100% snarling at one of those if they talk to me.
Like, have any of you seen a werewolf? Like, like, nope. it's like, yeah, it's on the roller coaster. It's like 20 feet away. It's right there.
Or he's over in that big house right there, just saying.
Yeah, he's in that barn thing. There's two of them, actually.
They don't seem to move much either. It's an easy kill. Go for it. Yeah, I'm just happy this is a bar. I'm so happy.
Well, is it a bar, though? It's technically it's just a quick service. It's listed as quick service on the website.
Yeah, but it's got beer and specialty drinks and basically bar food.
I don't think it actually says the word beer. It just says specialty beverages.
Oh, there's going to be beer in there.
Well, yeah, they have pretzels.
Yeah, and bratwurst, and it's bratwurst, all and burgers. Yeah. It's bar food.
It is bar food. And there's not, like, it looks like the Hogshead Pub in the background.
It kind of does.
Like a bar.
Yeah, I'm very happy with this.
It has
windmill.
Like bar stool type up high chair seating.
My windmill.
In the pictures. I've always been more excited about Doss Steakhouse. I can't believe it's named that.
It's so fun.
It's like the only thing I could never confirm. And there's no trademark. So there's no permit. Nothing says the word steakhouse. And I'm like, please be steakhouse. I've been saying it for years.
I remember we were trying to figure out exactly where it was. And like early on, if it was going to be inside or not, we were like, Doss Steakhouse. It's got to be.
Like it was the steakhouse originally rumored, and then there was the rumor changed to Das Steakhouse, and I'm like, ooh, Germany.
Has to be.
It's German now. And it is. It's so I can't believe they did that.
It's so good.
And we were wondering if they would actually serve steak. They're serving kebabs because that's steak on steaks.
Steaks.
Which I wonder what I keep saying it, but like steaks as in like sticks that are wooden. Never mind.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They're steaks that are on pikes. I don't know. Man.
So speaking of Doss Steakhouse, let's just talk about that concept art. What is going on with the giant red wall that looks like hell? What is going on there?
I don't know. It's just hell. I don't know.
You see like a crumbling wall, and on the other side of the wall is another dimension. It looks like the hell from Event Horizon. Like, what am I looking at?
But red, that's great.
But it's red because it's hell.
Maybe it's their catacombs, and you're getting a view into the catacombs, and all red lit from, I don't even know why.
That is what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Supposedly.
But I'm saying, like, I don't know why it's lit red, though.
Well, it's the red goos coming out of the well. It's the same thing.
It's blood.
Let me just read what it says here.
Then again, the Drax wouldn't let blood go running loose.
Shrouded in mystery, Doss Steakhouse is an old inn and dining hall built over the ruins of ancient catacombs. Here you can enjoy a meal surrounded by vampire artwork and artifacts. In fact, the restaurant is run by the vampire's familiars. Mm-hmm. Just don't venture down to the catacombs below, or you might find yourself on the vampire's menu.
Well, don't make it a challenge.
I just like the idea in the video. They're like, and if the familiars spot you and think you're good enough, you may join the vampires for their feast.
Oh, yeah, please. Sign me up. Mm-hmm.
No, they're going to eat you.
I know. That's fine.
Oh, okay.
I'm a wolf man, but I wouldn't mind being a vampire if I have to do that, too. That's
well, fine. If you're a wolf man, I've seen what we do in the shadows. Then they'll think you stink and they won't take you back there.
They definitely won't.
We're werewolves, not swearwolves. I haven't seen the movie in a while.
That show is so good.
Yippee
paper. Sorry.
Just off on a tangent at this point. I was looking at the permits, looking at permit images before to prep for this. And if you look at the bioreconstruct aerials and you see like the entrance to this on the left, where it shows it in the video, like kind of to the left of behind the well. Mm-hmm. To the right of that is a big giant opening in the wall, like at the very right under the bell tower. That's actually an open air seating area.
Oh, that's cool.
So like there's the main dining room, which is shown in the concept art. And then you exit out just like at the back of Three Broomsticks. And there's a covered area. But the covered area is barely open air. Like it is still kind of shrouded in brick walls, but it's technically open air and it has big fans on the ceiling and the plans. So that's pretty cool. I didn't realize that it has the seating area inside, and there's like two dining rooms, one giant dining room and then a little one offshoot dining room. And I'm just trying to figure out where they could stick like an LED wall or a projection wall for this like catacombs moment. And I guess the back wall, like facing backstage possibly.
That'd be so cool.
Technically possible, and it would fit within like not ruining the illusion by walking outside and seeing that there's a wall right there. So I think it's possible, but we'll see.
I hope so. It'd be so good. All right, what else do we have?
This is a quick service, but it's the upscale quick service where like you wait in the queue and you order. And I think all of the upscale quick services in this park have a little room for recharging things. So they're going to have the little like table finder thing that the server can find your table by the transponder. I think that's how this is going to work. Instead of the candlestick with a number, it's like the modern version of that from Leaky Cauldron.
Yeah, I like the way the Minions works. So you just sit down and order
Yeah, if they go that way, they'll be able to save more space and not have all these ordering queues. But we'll see. Because
we'll see.
That way does take up more tables longer, though. Because if you're in the queue, you're not taking up tables.
It does, but it's a much more relaxing experience. So I like it.
Whereas
they do get the food out pretty quick. So
usually the windmill is just normal quick service. I think retail. Guests can take home a piece of the immortal world of Dark Universe with commemorative merchandise and mementos from retail locations like Pretorius's Scientific Oddities. Mm-hmm. That was another trademark that we found a while ago.
Yep. Frankenstein Connection.
Remember they canceled it and I was like, why did they cancel this trademark? And then they re-trademarked it, spelling it right.
They're like, oh, typo. Never mind. Mm-hmm.
One was a trademark I had talked about just a week earlier in a video.
Yep.
Just posted Darkmoor Monster Makeup Experience.
Yep. And then they did the trial run in studios.
I think that's what that was. But had talked about this. I said maybe it's the tattoo parlor, but like the retail permits from I think a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, specifically had like the main retail sales floor, which we saw a concept art in the video. Mm-hmm. And then the makeup room or makeup area, it just says makeup area. And it looks like it has like a banister separating it from retail, but it has its own front entrance too. And that's this, that's the Darkmoor Monster Makeup Experience, which is still part of Pretorius's lab that's been converted into this space. So lots of jars of little people.
And brains and body parts, please.
Did you see the sign and zoom in on it? And it says like Pretorius's laboratory, whatever, home of the homunculus.
Yeah. I saw that. And it said, didn't it say something about something oddities or something on there too?
Yeah. So I think so there's got to be like fusion effects or something in these little jars. So
listen, I'm short, but I am not a homunculus, okay?
Oh, I've been watching a lot of Smiling Friends, so I can picture in my head what I'm thinking of. Ooh, daddy. anyway. So you can get face paint to look like a monster, and I think it's more than just the expensive ones we saw testing at studios. I think there's kid-friendly versions too, which they used to do in front of or behind the Monsters Cafe. So like a mix of the kid version face paint from that, the grown-up face paint from the test run, and also temporary tattoos, which was listed in the press release. So Darkmoor Tattoo lives. It's just part of this experience.
That's fine.
And then speaking of experiences, we have Meet the Monsters.
Oh, no. Do I want to meet the monsters? I don't know if I don't know if I want to meet the monsters.
I got my hopes up so high and then shattered instantly when I read this because I was reading it word by word. And then I got to the next word and I was like, oh, no. But it says you can meet. There's always someone or something looming in the shadows of Dark Universe, including monsters who are eager to meet and greet everyone from kids to adults, including Dr. Victoria Frankenstein. Yes! Monster. Oh. I was like, apostrophe S is monster. Boo! And the alluring bride of Frankenstein. So there she is. She's not on the ride, but she gets a meet and greet.
That's cool. At least they put her somewhere. She's awesome and iconic. Her hair is also very iconic.
Guests will also encounter other unusual inhabitants roaming the eerie village, including Victoria Frankenstein's servant, Igor.
Oh. Igor's going to roam around? Oh, no. That's going to be fun.
He's pictured in the art for the meet and greet page.
Yeah, he looks cool. He looks pretty cool.
He looks like he's haggard, but he looks young, if that makes any sense.
He does. He looks way younger than they usually should, and he doesn't look as deformed as usual.
Someone pointed out in the comments of my video, because I joked about why does she have a servant named Igor if she's like got her own monster? Like, is this like a requirement? Do all Dr. Frankensteins get an Igor? But no, it was Fritz in the original movie.
Yeah, it was Fritz.
I didn't realize that. Igor's just become a shtick since then. Yeah,
Igor's been like the one that is always there.
It's pronounced Igor.
Yeah. can we discuss how they changed the spelling?
Well, you can trademark it now.
Yeah, exactly.
Although they haven't. So
maybe
it's Igor. It's Ybor City. That's what you said.
I know. I was like, it's not Ybor
City. Other meet and greets include the Invisible Man, which, you know, he's there. He's just always there. He's there now. The eccentric monster hunter, or an eccentric monster hunter, and a talented musician who regales guests with songs of tales of the classic Universal Monsters story. I like that. That's a way to tie it to the original stories too.
So a bard and definitely not Van Helsing.
I want everyone to be descendants of someone. So I want the, like, the hounds to walk around the windmill going, when my great-great-grandpappy Van Helsing caught the... Like, I want everyone to talk about their great-great-grand-whatever.
Yeah, but according to Universal, in their last movie, Van Helsing is also a werewolf.
Yeah, well... I was going to say we forgot about that and we pretend that it doesn't exist, but they use tons of clips of it in the video. So maybe they know. Do. It's because, you know, it's HD and the windmill looks prettier. I just forgot what I was going to say.
We got everything right except for the Lacey family cottage.
Oh, yeah. Where's that? Why is that not in my.
I don't know. That's a quick serve. That's a window service.
It is a window service. And it is. Where's my press release? Where's my press release?
It's more Frankenstein.
DeLacy's cottage. Near Frankenstein Manor, food stand, and it has a variety of snacks and cool treats like cinnamon bread, ice cream, twisted taters, and more. Bringing that HHN in over here.
I was going to say, twisted taters. Yeah, another Frankenstein tie-in.
It's going to drive me crazy if I don't think of what I was thinking of. Van Helsing. Oh, that was not worth mentioning. I was going to say that the official press release calls Dr. Victoria Frankenstein... Dr. Henry Frankenstein's great-great-granddaughter.
You were off a great.
No, I'm not. That's not what the press release says.
Oh, okay.
The
okay.
official blog from Universal Orlando says great-great-great-granddaughter.
Yeah, you were
so
off
now
great.
We have to have, we need to have a great off. I need official comment from Universal. Is it two greats or three greats?
She's pretty great, so maybe three. I don't know.
Yeah, but that seems like a really long time ago.
Two greats seems like a really long time ago.
Well, three is over the top.
Also,
for those listening and are about to correct me, Dr. Henry Frankenstein is the name in the Universal movie. Dr. Yes.
Victor
Frankenstein is in the book. Her name being Victoria is a nod to the book Frankenstein and maybe a little take that to the original producers of the original film who thought that Victor was too aggressive of a name for American audiences.
Yeah, exactly.
At Victor least that's what Victoria? IMDb what? Page. Sorry. Yeah. Please stop making that joke. I beg of you.
Sorry. I did say sorry right away. I'm just saying.
And you know what they didn't talk about?
What?
An interactive purchasable item.
Yeah, the pitchforks.
And the crossbows. I stab you.
Crossbows, pitchforks, and torches, obviously.
Our best guess for what kind of interactive experience they could have in this land has been monster hunting. And there are strategically located characters all around the land, like an RPG. Like you can walk up to an NPC and ask it questions.
Oh, no.
Are we going to get some kind of purchasable item that enters us into a role-playing game where we are a monster hunter and can interact with actors
and
go up to windows and knife. Go to touch points and learn Axis. Where different monsters are and capture them or whatever.
Sorry, I'm just going to keep guessing weapons randomly.
I was thinking more like one of those cool wristband things that look like
slingshot.
No, just like a leather band, armband, like the kind that like falconers have, but like just to look cool, like a gothic armband thing.
So I'm just going to get an armband. That's my weapon.
Well, you can, it's a tap point. It's a magic band. No, I don't know.
I think like a wristband, like a thing with a miniature crossbow would be cool.
A little crossbow, like
a hand crossbow. Is like
a little Van Helsing. She's pictured. Dr. Victoria Frankenstein is pictured with a really cool modern crossbow in the key art for the land.
Mm hmm.
I play
too much D&D. You could do, never mind.
Sell that and point it at windows and shoot imaginary. Maybe you put your phone up to it and you shoot AR arrows at things around the land and it interacts in AR.
That sounds like a lot. Then you got to connect your phone to it, like hook it to you somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Pitchforks, yeah. I'm saying. It's just pitchforks.
All right, pitchforks. You walk around with a torch or a pitchfork. And they're $39.99 each. And you poke the monster. It's like, hey, look, there's Frankenstein's monster. I stab you. And then it like it has a little LCD screen and it goes ding, 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 every time you stab him. Stab you. And they're like,
or light him on fire. He will run. He doesn't like
three
fire.
Times a day at like 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock, they just do the monster chase. And it's like the running of the bulls where everyone grabs your pitchforks and your torches and you chase all the monster characters to the edge of town. And then they set the windmill on fire and you hear screams.
Chase them backstage.
Yeah, exactly. And then everyone gets a little trophy in the app. Successful kills, and there's like little slash marks on the screen.
I mean, it could be a stake instead of a wand, right?
Someone say steak. So anyway, that's Dark Universe. That's it. It sounds incredible. It looks incredible. I think this is the most negative I've been, but I'm only hard on the ones I love.
That's true.
Because it's what I care. I didn't think I cared most about this land, but somehow now I do, and I want the ride to be the best it can be because they pretty much just told us it will be. Like, they just straight up said it.
Correct team. Welcome to the correct team. The team that has been right all along. This is the best land.
Listening to the creative people on the video talk about, you can tell that their heart is in this, and that we've seen from artists posting concept art many iterations of this land. It has gone through so many evolutions, mm-hmm. and it's interesting to see it go from like Dracula's castle and a big tree that's a play area to a stunt show, and then an indoor stage show, and now just like a roller coaster. But the Darkmoor concept feels so fleshed out, and that they put a lot of effort into it. I'm really excited.
It's going to be awesome. Much like Steven in Braveheart, this is my island. I mean, my land. Just saying.
This is, yeah. And they have pretzels and beer.
They do. I'm happy. I'm home. And other things. Burgers I like, too. We're good with that.
You see that the crypt, like, as soon as you enter, that blocks your view after you enter the portal, it says Frankenstein catacombs.
Yep.
Like, the catacombs being, like, this, like, separate place beneath us and, like, kind of, like, foreshadowing where the ride takes place later is pretty cool.
Look, let me in. I'm just saying. Just let me go down there. We'll be fine.
Thanks, y'all, for listening. We're going to continue this conversation. We have some questions from Patreon, so we're going to continue on a short Patreon show over at patreon.com/themeparkstop.
Oh, so more talk. I have to talk to you more.
We got one more announcement left. Just going to ignore that. Probably at the end of July with the ministry. So, and then Helios, and then ticketing. And this thing's going to open, right? This mm-hmm. It's going to open in December, right?
It's way ahead of schedule, right?
Epic Universe.
It's not going to be better than Dark Universe, though.
One of those. Epic Universe 2025.
It's my land. I'm just saying.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.